Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Looks like we're a thinner crowd this morning, so don't feel as if you have to sort of spread right out and make the place very sparse. You can cuddle up if you like. I want to read to you from Psalm 15 this morning. Our theme today is on the Holy Spirit, part in the Apostles' Creed, where it simply says, "I believe in the Holy Spirit." And when we talk about the Holy Spirit, some people get nervous. And so right at the beginning of the service, what I'd like us to do is take a big deep breath, exhale, and relax. It's okay. Nothing weird shall happen, I'm sure. Psalm 15. Lord, who dares to dwell with you? Who presumes the privilege of being close to you, living next to you in your shining place of glory? Who are those who daily dwell in the life of the Holy Spirit? They are passionate and wholehearted, always sincere and always speaking the truth, for their hearts are trustworthy. They refuse to slander or offend others by tripping over their tongue. They'll never listen to gossip or rumors, nor would they ever harm another with their words. They will speak out passionately against evil and evil workers, while commending the faithful ones who follow after the truth. They always keep their promises, even if it ruins them. They never crush others with exploitation or abuse, and they would never be brought with a bribe against the innocent. They're the ones who will enter into the life of the Spirit. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this time that we can join with each other and worship you, Lord. We thank you for the beauty of this day, for the gentle rain that's falling, for your goodness to us, Lord, your goodness over the earth and your goodness over us. And so as we gather, Lord, we ask for your blessing on our time. And in Jesus' name we pray that. Amen. Amen. Well, Cynthia has chosen our songs for today, and so the first two are going to be coming up. Thanks, Cynthia. Just to remind you that today we have the chapel services starting at Albany House at 1:30. If you'd like to make up the choir there, love to see you. That's 1:30 today. Next Sunday, we what we've done is we've tried to sort of make two different events at each side of the hill at Otama and Waikaka. So next time we're going to be doing a missions presentation and a finger food lunch. I'm assured that a finger food lunch means that you bring things that you can eat with your fingers. So that's next Sunday. It's also daylight saving time. Some of the animals will rejoice over that. And then we follow through into what we call Holy Week, where we're looking at the Good Friday service, and that will be at Napdale, just an advance notice for the 14th of April. That will be at Napdale. So any other announcements that people would like to bring? Nope. All clear? That's good. Wonderful. Let's take opportunity now to give our offerings to the Lord's work. Opportunities that we have to come before you to worship you. And we thank you, Lord, that as we give today, this is an expression of our worship. And Lord, we offer it to you as a way of honoring you and blessing you. So we give this now to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was just reminded by Ethel that also on April the 7th at the Kelvin Church in Gore, an opportunity to enjoy an evening together with one of the worship leaders and the team from the Bethel Church in Redding, California. And occasionally they come out here and bring a team, and this is an opportunity for Gore and for Southland, so it should be a great night of worship and ministry. So that's the 7th at Kelvin Church.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, is it, or thereabouts? It's kind of 7, yes. Birthdays? Anyone had a birthday? No takers? Ah. Any certificates? Things to brag about that God has given us abilities to do and skills? No? No? Yes, Hamish.
Came us out for expending July,
September. Yay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What a cool thing happened this week. Some of you may know that Tracy changed her job because her job was just seasonal. And she needed something that would take her right through the winter and give her that full year's work. So we've been praying that she would get a full-time job, and the job came up very suddenly at one of the camping grounds in town for a housekeeper, which is a lot of people in town are housekeepers. It's hard to get jobs there. And so she applied for it, got it on the spot, but it was less in pay than what she had. And she was a little bit concerned about that, and Dave and I said, well, we're just going to pray about that. So we got to praying about it, and she came home this week and just said, you'll never guess what happened today. I've been given a promotion because one of the ladies is leaving, and my pay is right up to what I was before. So we God is good.
I keep reminding myself that coincidences happen when we pray, and they don't happen when we don't pray. Ah, that's cool. Anything else to share that we can rejoice together over? Going back to Kay and to Hamish, big congratulations, you two. We pray God's blessing over this pregnancy. Good health. Yeah. What are we doing now? Oh, I know. Peter's going to come in just a few moments after we've sung a little bit together and bring to us a children's story. So that's something to look forward to. Cynthia's going to lead us now in two or three songs, and let's enjoy those as we worship God, shall we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
During the week, I took a few moments to listen to the voice of the world's iconic man of natural history, David Attenborough, and he was narrating the words of that Louis Armstrong song, "What a Wonderful World." And though that's a very poignant secular song, it does remind us of God's awesomeness. And yes, despite the happenings such as the act of terrorism in this week in London, the diagnosis of Bronwyn Rogers with motor neuron disease, and all the other sad things that happen worldwide and in our local communities, we still have reason to bless our Lord. So we're going to do this in our next group of songs, the first one being one that the children here probably find it quite hard to sing themselves. Cynthia, I wonder how you will manage, but it's "I Know Someone Who Watches Over Me," and it's called, subtitled, "The Children's Saviour." We will then bless our Lord with the song 10,000 Reasons, and following this we will refresh, strengthen and examine our souls in that grand hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." So we'll begin with "I Know Someone Who Watches Over Me."
thing.
Let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy.
Thank you.
Songs are strange, aren't they? They either evoke emotion, they, in modern language, they turn us off or turn us on. Music is an amazing, powerful medium. And but when it comes to worship, it's still the same, but you know, we use these songs as an expression of our heart to the Lord. So worship is a cool thing to be able to do. God invites us to do that.